In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, fungal. I mean, today is the sixth Sunday of the Holy 50 days, and this is the week before the last. You know that next Sunday we will be celebrating the feast of the Pentecost. And today the Lord is, the church is arranging for us this reading, where the Lord is entrusting to his people some of the commandments and also some of the words that brings comfort to their hearts. We all in these days maybe think that the Lord, when he ascended to heaven, he left us by ourselves. And the people, of course, were troubled with this idea. That's why he assured them many times with many things that he is not going to leave them alone. He is not going to leave them as orphans. He will give them the comforter. And also, he gave them a promise in order to make them always feel confident that he is always around them and he will always be listening to their prayers. The verse of today that we are going to meditate upon and reflect upon is when the Lord said to his disciples, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." It's a promise for us to ask, but in order to ask, we have to ask in his name. Many, many blessings are granted to us through the name of the Lord. Sometimes, actually, we do not value this too much. We do not value too much that we are called after his name. We are called the Christians after the name of the Lord Christ. But there are many blessings. When we look at it, we can all enjoy these blessings through the name of the Lord. The first one is acceptance. We are accepted through his name. That's why we conclude our prayers, we say in Jesus Christ our Lord. We are accepted to the Father through the name of his Son. We know that he will listen to us whenever we come to him in his name. He said, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." And of course, it doesn't mean that we are going to ask for anything that does not meet his will, goodwill for us. We will ask something that, of course, is going to benefit us. But again, this point of being accepted by God, we are all longing for this, that we think that God will accept us. Whenever he is looking upon us, we will be his children. He will look to us as beloved to him. He will accept us only when we come to him in the name of the Lord. We are also granted refuge in the name of our Lord. We hear this in the book of Proverbs. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." How many things that troubles us every day? How many fears are coming upon us and we feel troubled with it? You can find refuge in the name of the Lord. You can run to it and take it as a refuge for you, and you will be safe. This is his promise. That's why we teach the children that whenever you are afraid of something, just mention the name of the Lord Jesus and make the sign of the cross, and you will be safe. This is not a Sunday school thing that we teach it only just for the kids. It is also for us. Do we feel safe in the name of the Lord? Do we utter his name over and over and over when we are confronted with conflicts and problems and fears that are coming upon us? It is something granted. Make use of it. The third blessing is that we are granted not only acceptance, refuge, but salvation. No one is going to be saved except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we hear this prophecy in the book of Joel in the Old Testament, when he said, "It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Again, I do not want you to think that we ever called, just calling the name without living up to what this name is expecting for us. But again, if we are to be saved only through the name of our Lord. It's granted to those people who call upon his name to enjoy this blessing of being saved. Also, we are granted power through the name of the Lord. Here, the Lord speaks at the last words in the Gospel of St. Mark, and he said, "And these things shall follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues." We will be able to cast demons only in his name. Power given to all of us, not only for certain people. Demons have no control over you. Don't ever think that you are weaker than them. Yes, we are weaker by our own nature, but when we are in his name, when we use his name, then we have power over them. Don't think that I am too weak to resist the temptation. I cannot do anything. I cannot help it. I will eventually, inevitably, fall in whatever is going to be proposed for me. But this is not right. Don't think this way. You are not by yourself. Use the name of your Lord, who granted you power over demons to be able to cast them away from you. We are also granted the way through his name. Heed this prophecy in the book of Micah. For all people walk each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. It is very interesting that here the name of the Lord is not just a mere name, but a way we walk in it. We walk in it. We live according to the commandment, the way given to us through the name of the Lord. Do we walk in his name? Do we follow his path? Do we really, after what he gave us as a commandment, to follow him? We are called to find the way in his name, to walk in it, to reach the heaven and the Father. In his name also we are granted purpose in this life. Heed this in the book of Deuteronomy. When God was entrusting Moses to tell to the priests how they should serve, the Lord said, then he may serve, speaking about Aaron, he may serve in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, who stand there before the Lord. Serve in the name of the Lord. We are serving here in the name of the Lord. It's much different than when we serve in our names, our own ways. Where is the purpose in each one of us' life? Am I serving my family in the name of the Lord, or I am serving in my name? Am I serving my church in the name of the Lord, or I am here for a certain agenda in my mind? Something that's going at the end of the day to glorify my name as a servant, not the name of the Lord whom I am serving. This is totally different way and purpose and objective when we are living to serve the name of the Lord rather than serving any other one, any other God that we might be enslaved to. In the name of the Lord also we are granted grace. The sacraments of the church are all practiced in the name of the Lord. Heed this in the book of Acts. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days, speaking here about St. Peter when he baptized Cornelius. He baptized them in the name of the Lord. That's why, in the name of God, that's why you hear the priest, while baptizing anyone, says in the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit. Not only this sacrament, but also this, all other sacraments. The sacraments, for example, of the unction of the sick. We heed. Here St. James says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. That's why you may notice that a priest, while he's anointing anyone, he says, in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, upon this person is going to be anointed. Grace is also granted to us through the name of the Lord. All of these blessings that the Lord today is promising, is giving to us in his name, in order to make us confident and comfortable, and our souls are consoled. We are not by ourselves. We are not here without help, without power, without grace. But whenever we call upon his name, we will be granted all of this. We will be granted acceptance in our prayers, refuge in his name, and safe shelter in his name, salvation, power over the demons and all the opposing powers, the way, purpose, grace. Let us make use of all of this blessings that is given for us for free in the name of our Lord. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.